ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 17 एंटाइटल्ड मदर पार्वती कर्सेस चित्रकेतु एंड टुडेज वर्स इज टेक्स्ट नंबर 30। अविवेककृत पुंसा हि अर्थभेद इवा आत्मनि गुणदोषा विकल्पा च वेत एवा सजीवत कृतः। अविवेककृत पुंसो हि अर्थभेद इवात्मनि गुणदोषा विकल्पश्च विदेव सजीवत कृतः। अविवेककृत पुंसो हि अर्थभेद इवात्मनि गुणदोष विकल्पश्च विदेव सजीवत कृता। अविवेककृत पुंसो हि अर्थभेद इवात्मनि गुणदोष विकल्पश्च विदेव सजीवत कृता। Mothers, Aviveka Krita, done in my ignorance, without mature consideration. Pumsa, of the living entity. He, indeed. Arthabhedaha, differentiation of value. Eva, like. Atmani, in himself. Gunadosha, of quality and fault. Vikalpaha, imagination. Cha, and bhit, difference. Eva, certainly. Sraji, in a garland. Vat, like. Kritaha, made. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Vaicharana Bindu Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. As one mistakenly considers a flower garland to be a snake or experiences happiness and distress in a dream, so in the material world, by lack of careful consideration, we differentiate between happiness and distress, considering one good and the other bad. Purport: the happiness and distress of the material world of duality are both mistaken ideas. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila 4th chapter, text 176, it is said, दैते भद्र अभद्र ज्ञान सब मन धर्म एई भालो एई मंद एई सब भ्रम। द डिस्टिंक्शंस बिटवीन हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस in the material world of duality are simply mental concoctions, for the so-called happiness and distress are actually one and the same. They are like the happiness and distress in dreams. A sleeping man creates his happiness and distress by dreaming, although actually they have no existence. The other example given in this verse is that a flower garland is originally very nice, but by mistake, for want of mature knowledge, one may consider it a snake. In this connection, there is a statement by Prabodhananda Saraswati, Vishwam Purna Sukhayate. Everyone in this material world is distressed by miserable conditions. But Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati says that this world is full of happiness. How is this possible? He answers, Yat Karunya Kataksha Vaibhava Vatam Tam Gauram Evastumaha. A devotee accepts the distress of this material world as happiness only due to the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By his personal behavior, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that he was never distressed but always happy in chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. One should follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and engage constantly in chanting the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then he will never feel the distress of the material of the world of duality. In any condition of life, one will be happy if he chants the holy name of the Lord. In dreams, we sometimes enjoy eating sweet rice and sometimes suffer as if one of our beloved family members have died, because the same mind and body exist in the same material world of duality. When we are awake, the so-called happiness and distress of this world are no better than the false, superficial happiness of dreams. The mind is the via medium in both dreams and wakefulness, and everything created by the mind in terms of sankalpo and vikalpo, acceptance and rejection, is called manodharma or mental concoction.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastha Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinam. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatra Deshutayini. So, what is the verse? So here, this Lord Shiva is saying, Shiva is he's almost as good as God. He's neither living entity nor the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But again, he's also one of the Gunavatar. And he's also his Mahajan. So we should take his words as authority. Krishna Tattva Vetta. One must know the Tattva and the truth. Here Shiva is explaining. And you know the what happened, that Lord Shiva sitting, the many sages sitting there, and Parvati was also with him, as usual, that but the Parvati way she was sitting, and Chitraketu saw this, and supposed to be example is, one should set up example. But at the same time, Shiva is exceptions case. It's like God. He is beyond rule regulation. Even the Paramahansa. Naturally, Shiva then saw how Parvati behaved. And so, Shiva is nicely explaining after that. Here is one. What he is saying? That number 30. Six, So, avibeka krita pungsa. One who mistakenly considers a flower garden to be a snake. That's why he says, avibeka. Avibeka means done in ignorance. Everybody is in ignorance born. Prabhavastavat abodha jat. Another place it says, scripture, abodha. Abodha means knowledge. Abodha, no knowledge, in ignorance. In ignorance. That is why we come to ISKCON, we come to spiritually enlightened person and say, O Magyana Timidandhasa. In the darkest region of ignorance, how? We are thinking, we have got all these four defects. We are thinking, I am this body, I am man, I am woman, I am sannyasi, and what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said? No, I am not Brahmin. Nahang vipro, nacha, narapati, jyoti, neither sannyasi. Brahmin is in varnashram dharma. Brahmin is considered one who controls his mind and controls his senses, samo, dhamo, tapo, saucham. He does austerity, get up early in the morning. Here all of us, you look bright faces. Why? You get up early in the morning. You don't for commit offenses. You don't commit all these things. Try to avoid. Take bath, come in the Mangalarti, come in the class. Suppose this is the way to become. At least Brahmin. Brahmo janati. One knows Brahman. He knows I am not this body. This is the first lesson. In this course you come and you give it. If you become Brahmin, then you can go to sannyasi, you can become beyond varnashram dharma. Even sannyasi is varnashram dharma. We have to become Vaishnava, the Vaishnavi. That's what Prabhupada wants. So he wrote, who is the Vaishnava? And what Krishna said, Vaishnava, who is it? To Uddhava, when he was living. So that is our purpose here. At least Prabhupada said, this is the movement for building good, perfect Brahmin, perfect gentleman, perfect teacher. He can teach, you know. Here there is one. Minister came, Minister of Education. I remember long back. Early 70s. All big persons used to come here. Minister. That Prabhupada, I am seeing, I am sitting by Sri Prabhupada is chastising. He said, what you are giving education? You are the education minister. Are they coming out educated? What education means? What a learned person means? That what Chanakya Pandit says, Matrivat Paradarasu, Atmavat Sarvabhuteshu, Lostavat Paradare, Lostavat Paradrabhesu. There's something outside lying. One considers it, one is considered, it's just like a dirt piece. And treats other as you expect, one should treat him. Atmavat Sarvabhuteshu. Not even an ant. It's just, he knows I'm not this body, he's not this body, he's just a different dress. This is ideal. Then you can teach others. You are meant to make many teachers, guru. Teachers mean guru. Who teaches, in this case, spiritual, of course, science. Science of Krishna consciousness. We know Krishna, one knows Krishna, he knows everything. That is what he says. So you are supposed to be like the Prabhupada said this. Then Prabhupada said, I'll be happy if you become, and you come from different countries this way. So each way, Lord Shiva saying the same thing. She is also a great devotee, Vaishnavi, but still there is difference. Just there is difference between different devotees. Somebody in a material platform only see the deity as God. Don't know how to behave with other Vaishnava. You should learn. That is Madhyamati. That is divine. That Shraddha is also divine. One Shraddha is Laukiki. Just little Shraddha. And another is Shastriya Shraddha. What scripture says, implicit faith he has. And also the representative of God, he has implicit faith. And everything is revealed to him. So, Jasya Devi Parabhukti. He's got implicit faith in the words of the Lord, that means scripture. Is not divine from Narayan, and the words of the representative. What did they say, Narayan? Say, Lord Shiva is also like that. I have to accept. If we have, then everything is revealed. That's why they can write purport. We cannot anybody write purport. Some disciple can say to Guru, I also write poetry. He said, no, you have to become realized. It's not like that you write something. No. Everything has a symptom. We are Brahmin. Ask yourself, we have controlled all this? Ajamil controlled. Perfect. Still if you are down. See, what to speak of us? What to speak of us? So many come to Krishna consciousness. How many stays? As time goes, we can check. We can know who is Brahmin, who is Sannyasi. I remember I asked this, and they gave me a book as thick as this. What Prabhupada wrote about who is a Sannyasi. But we have not come here to become a Brahmin. We have not come here to become a Sannyasi. We have come here so that we can go back to Godhead by doing our bhajan, and so we can become a Vaishnava, Vaishnavi, and go back to God to serve. Here what we are doing, we do the same thing there. But it may be here is apprentice. He's like a mango. Some comes up from the flower, mango. In the intermediate state, also mango. And ripe, mango. And ripe in the tree, and you can relish. That is real mango, means. That means you become, you are studying maths or arithmetics in the kindergarten, but still you can go primary school. Yes, there is also first boy. In secondary school, there is also first boy. Like that, in the college, within that time, many are, not everybody stays. Everybody has to go through test. Nobody can say, no. We are all going through test. Every moment. He is telling duality is there. Everybody is facing duality. The Prabhupada was mentioning Bhagavad Gita so many times. Icha desha samuttena. Danda mohena bharata. Okay. He will say here. Krishna is telling to Arjuna. First of all, because Arjuna was in misery, in melancholy. How can I shoot my grandfather? How can I shoot my guru? Traiguna Vishwa Veda. Subject of the Veda is about the three gunas. His action, reaction. And who can say that I am free from this? He can. Person can. Who qualify? Qualify. One who is entering unalloyed devotional service, at once he transcends the three modes of material nature. This we have to study, we have to introspect each of us. Who was saying? Every night. Some say Bhaktivinoda Thakur, some say Prabhupada, every Akadashi. One say Akadashi, one say. Ask yourself, you want to go back to Godhead? You are serious? Ask. How, what sort of Brahmin you are? What sort of sannyasi? What sort of bhakta or vaishnavi? You are you saying what scripture says acting? And what faith then you have? You have faith in Prabhupada? Yeah? Accordingly. Definitely you will get the result. Saying that, Krishna. Traiguna Vishaya. Nistraiguna Bhavarjuna. Niddando. Transcend. Go beyond these three modes of material nature. Then you come to Vishuddha Sattva. What is that? No more than all these things. Lusty desire, krodha, anger, tata rajastamo bhava, kamo lobha tayashchaji, kamo, lobha, hankering after one after another. Now you see, the odhikar is coming in India. Even in a small town, I he is odhikar. I ask, he has so much money, eh? He little he had in the beginning. The odhikar, how could he have? He is asking, Maharaj, can you this, you can come with me? I asked little, I thought, let me find out why he asked me, he doesn't really, but oh, he has got a bodyguard. He asked, he said, no Maharaj, it's not so expensive, there are some cheap ones. But in the society, everybody wants, look, yeah, this is nano, it's nothing. But he is telling others, look, you have got only motorcycle. Now I have got at least little gentleman. A polished black, a nice car is going 5%. Now other guy says, this is nothing. He has got a very Volvo. Ah, it's Volvo. Another guy is Opal. No, the Volvo is better. Another guy is higher. Bhupa said, this is called hankering. Even in India I'm seeing this. heard others, advanced country material, we heard. Here you see all those things are coming. How the Bhagavad Gita, this is called Kamo and Lobo. Hankai, one after he is not satisfied, never satisfied. Even the president of a country, and he thinks, ah, better I can become president of America. Then after that still he is not happy. He says, there is somebody higher than that. It's called Hankari. Never satisfied. Like a Kormi. And like a Gyani. There are all desires. Gyani is speculating. So many things. But devotee, real devotee, is not speculating. Manorathena, dabotubi. Not manorathena, like a chariot, mind like chariot going here, going there. Or mental concoction. Maybe this, maybe that. That is not truth. Maybe this, maybe that. What is truth? Vadanti tatta tatta vidas. One has seen the truth. Tattanga yajnanam adhyayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti sabdate. They are free from these four defects. No bhram, no mistake. Anybody can say here, I don't make mistake. Please raise hand. You are honest. We have got hope. Pramad, illusion. Illusion. Viprolipsa, cheating problem. I think. What is the world? I remember Prabhupada sometimes. What is thinking? I think. What is the value of thinking? Who do you think you are? People will accept your. How many people accept what you are saying? Huh? How many people accept? Who do you think you are? I remember. He said, think. At once Prabhupada will say like this. He is teaching us, everyone. His life, his whole life is teaching. Morning walk, he will be teaching. In the evening, sitting over Zoom, he will be chastising. I saw he remain silent, being like a Mickey Mouse. He is the education minister of West Bengal. Under him, maybe, if not 10, at least 8, 7, 6 university head. Chancellor, all this. He is above them, he engaged. You do this thing. And he is remains silent to Prabhupada. Why? Prabhupada is a pure devotee. Like father, like son. If son follows what father instructs, he gets some quality of the father. That is Prabhupada our father. He is our spiritual father. Prabhupada time to time will tell, I am your spiritual father. So are we following? We can ask ourselves. So accordingly we are making progress. Yes? Or no? Yes? Prabhupada said, if you change it, don't change. You change it, what happened, what he said, you will face that. See, if there is no purity, everything will be hollow. External may be going on. There are many movements like that. And people don't respect them. Why? You don't have quality. You may put on tilak all these things. Are you Brahmin? Ask yourself, is this quality? Are you a Vaishnava? Then you can go back to Godhead. Vaishnava means this. Krishna is telling this. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, in short, is saying, Kanako Kamini Pratishtha. We can ask ourselves, how much I am free from all this Kanako Kamini? How much I am free running after wealth, running after captivated by opposite gender, and maybe name, adoration, distinction. These are food for thought, for our self-analysis. I'm telling you, I'm not coming here to teach you. I'm also trying to follow Prabhupada. Prabhupada, what he says, your preaching means you repeat. Mood should be service attitude. Not that how is people agree with you and clapping hand. I am a good singer, that is not bhakti. When you sing what Guru says for the pleasure of Krishna, that is bhakti. That is what I know. It's called dhanda mohana. Ah, my happiness, this, what is the matter? When Krishna is happy, that is what matters. It's difficult. Yes? Difficult. Guru means heavy. He will tell something very difficult. Huh? That is why he is called Guru. Otherwise he is Logu, cheap. And the result will also follow accordingly. Yes or no? No, we have to prove what says. Krishna consciousness is meant for somebody who is serious. Not take his serious. Haribol! The result is also Haribol. Yes. History repeats. It's not a cheap thing. Not a cheap thing going back to God. Manushanang sahasteshu. Out of thousands of thousands, it's plural of sahasteshu. Everybody, one professor talking to Prabhupada. So everybody will become Krishna conscious? Purpose. Well, it is open for everybody. What do you mean? Listen. If so many come, Prabhupada said, to become a pure devotee, you go back to Godhead. Yes? Yeah? Yeah. And Prabhupada said, you are studying, suppose on subject, you can study in the lower school, primary school. There is also secondary school, high secondary, college, university. How many goes in university? But there is someone. Come, first class, first. Prabhupada, everything you will say, you will find, early days, you will say, I want first class, first. I want first class. I want best. You may think it will take me 7 days. Prabhupada, I want it tomorrow. Ready, put it, make it ready. And he's trying his best. That's how he will try best. 7 days thing, you want him in 2 days. If not 2 days, at least he says 4 days. Prabhupada, this is not possible. I saw Prabhupada doing that. Why? Father is training the son. He rebuked, all right, do it in 2 more days. Why is not done? That means he's learning. He's submissive. That is what I know. What he says, I'm simply repeating what Prabhupada said. And that's all. Nothing else. Nothing else. Father's duty is to train son. He's following. He's practicing Krishna consciousness and still he's steady. What is the difficulty? So here, husband is also a teacher, provided he is Krishna conscious more than wife. So Parvati's ideal wife, she is listening. She is not saying, why this? I don't exist. Then you substantiate with scripture, a philosophy. She is not telling. Because she is a great Vaishnavi. She is teaching us how his ideal Vaishnavi is. There are many Vaishnavis sitting here, I hope. Don't mind, I am not doing any debate. Don't take it that way. What heard from Prabhupada, I am just telling you. You tell Prabhupada. So here, so Lord Shiva is enlightening Parvati. Actually, he is enlightening us also, all of us. Through her. As Krishna is teaching us through Arjuna. So, here it says, it is not Arjuna, go beyond this reality. Trigunna Vishwabhidha Nistraiguna Bhava Arjuna. Transcend these three modes of material nature. Nidhando Nitta Nitta Sattasto Nidjoga Khema Atmava. Be situated on the self. At present our soul is sleeping, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. You thinking I am saying, I am doing. It is your mind. Mind and intelligence take over. When soul is sleeping, mind and soul is take over its role. At once you think, I should not do, till you do. Why? Why? Because object of senses and senses, the sitting place senses, are the all lusty desire. We are forgetting. And before I could decide, with my intelligence, at once, senses, quickly, you say, hey, why I did that? Is this not happening to many of us? Yes or no?
Yes.
So this is a struggle. Till we completely surrender, Krishna is complete in everything. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he demands complete surrender. That means it sometimes takes time. Prabhupada says, most of my followers here in ISKCON, they are all good devotees. But many have got maybe some desire. When they become free from this desire, they will become all pure devotees. They will all go back to God. Otherwise, Prabhupada said to the professor, what you ask, it is open. It is open. Everybody can become first class. Then why is not become? You have to qualify. You have to pay the price. You may have a passport. You go to America. Hey, where you come from? Bangladesh. What? So, where is your visa? I see. You? Nepal. You? Nigeria. India. No visa. I'm sorry, sir. The ticket is here. Lamp? Where? Back. Back to your country. This is happening. If you have got attachment here to anything, we cannot go back then. Till we have become free from all attachment here. Or we have got strong attachment here to my body, many things related to the body, this country, community, so many things. I am sannyasi. This is also attachment. Because the institute born ashram dharma, otherwise we are not even civilized. Yes. Not even civilized. But māme bhojo prapadyante. You surrender, then māya metanta, you transcend the three modes. Māma ca jo abhavichare na bhakti jyoga na sevate. An alloyed devotional servant is doing at once, he transcends the three modes. Harihi nirguna sakar. Lord is nirguna, beyond the three modes. That you associate with him and you become nirguna. You surrender. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Unfortunately, there, or fortunately, I don't know what you will tell. There are 10 offenses. One offense almost all of us doing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prabhu, where are you going today? I'm going to shot that heart. What heart? Oh, really? Have you also go? Yeah. How many rounds you have done? Later on. Now, this is sometimes absent-minded. Many of us are absent-minded chanting. Are they simply by chanting? Free from all offenses. We are associated with Krishna. Krishna is dancing on our tongue, Prabhupada said. But we cannot understand. Something else may be dancing. I don't want to say. What is something? Ask him. Here, there is shop. What is this music? Ask him. How many types? 25. Let's go. Ichchadesa samutteno. Ichchadesa. Sometimes this desire, sometimes that desire. This is dhamda. No, I don't like. Well, no. You go, you take. Everybody likes. You like, okay. You don't like? Everybody likes. No, I like. Krishna says, not my liking. I like this, what can I say? Thank Krishna. But Krishna does not take this. This is more of ignorance. I like this soup, I like this. Roasted. Let's go. So, where? Boxed. What? My roasted mushroom. Bhajam pushpam. Let's go. Prabhupada, I cannot give up. This is my habit. Many of us have got some habit, isn't it? Yes? Very difficult to give up, no? But you have got a higher taste. Oh, nice, he's gone. Putin. Oh, very nice, samosa. In Australia, sometimes they ask you so much, no cooking. Please, you go to the restaurant. Okay. Salam. Okay, I respect your order. What is this, sir? Gobi samosa. Very nice. Okay. Some chat. Very nice. Another $2, please. He is happy. We are also happy. Lakshmi is coming. Yes? No? Lakshmi, you are in the Krishna service. And he is becoming Krishna conscious. We are also preaching to him. And even Putin is the top of one country, the guy. He is appreciating. At least he is little becoming Krishna's mercy is getting. Yeah? The Prabhupada made this nice movement. All of us should make best use of it. This is very simple, all this thing. Prabhupada explaining here how to transcend this duality. And the last one he's saying, chapter 12. নির্মাণ মোহ জিত সঙ্গ দোষা আধ্যাত্ম নিত্যতা বিনির্বৃত্ত কামা দ্বন্দ্ব বিনির্মুক্তা সুখ দুঃখ সঙ্গই সঙ্গই গচ্ছন্তি কি অমুরা পদম অব্যয়ম তৎ মিন্স means those who are free from the false prestige, illusion, false association, who understand the eternal. There is in Veda it said, asato mam, anything which will be destroyed, don't be attached to. We are attached to this body. Every day spend so much time. Of course devotee may not that long. They are putting tilak, taking bath. But outside people, one country's head of state found out in the world news. He spent so much, even his wife doesn't know, he does a small fraction she does not spend for her cosmetics. All this. And the man to make him look young, the head of state, spent so much money for all, what do you call, cosmetics, I think. Now men's also, beauty parlor. Dihan Kolichu is completely dihan. But a devotee is nice, nice tilak, neat and clean. A Vaikuntha man, Vaikuntha woman. It's so nice, why is it so? Not necessary. You take bath early in the morning, look bright face. I see most of them are very bright face. Even somebody is dark color, like a swarthy. Yes, beaming. Huh? Like a blue jewel something. This is the devotee. So, the Veda, then I am saying, asatoma, don't stay somewhere which is being perished, this body. Sometimes it is mentioned, which will be the Rishabdev saying, yasatma buddhi, one is thinking, this is me, who is a bag. In short, it is kapha pitta vayu combination and nothing else. Or maybe, let's say, skin, bag, full of bone, marrow, blood, skin, so many other also obnoxious things. We have to refuse our body, all full of that, and we are so much attached, so much time. We means in people, general, attached. And they are called, so I have a gokhara, they are full, they are like ass, anadham, cow, like animal. But we forget. That is a Prabhupada's first lesson, give this thing. Which will be ultimately end this, become worm, become ash, a stool of some living entity, eat up, the vulture. But we are attached. So captivating, this is. Every time going in front of mirror, not every time, at least sometime. My devotee's case is okay. But still we knowing this, we forget. Why? Because not realizing, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. We realize action will follow accordingly. Hey, according to this, time is over almost. Coming to. Wow. Huh? Still, that one shows I have got only 2.5 minutes, I think. So, asato mam, don't stay in that platform, which is asad, which won't exist after some time. Any moment you can die, but still we forget. Try to enjoy. But Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, you forget him. Bhakta. That's why you have no peace of mind. Bhakta Aram Jagatavasam. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. I am the boss. I am your supreme friend. I am the only enjoyer. Still you want to enjoy. Why? From time immemorial, you are thinking, I am the enjoyer. Whatever I survey, this is the problem. I want to control. Isharam. Aham bhogi. So one devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you are reading the divinity and divine character, divine and demoniac characteristic. Then one sloka is saying that, dambho dharpo abhimanascha. So this is asurik. quality. So Arjuna, don't worry, we have got all divine quality. So he's a Kshatriya fighting. The devotee after this asks Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I see many of us have got this thing. Doesn't matter what is his position and designation. Prabhupada says, so, what do you want to say? But we thought we are Vaishnava, Vaishnavi. Prabhupada said, well, if you do devotional service properly, you should become free from this very easily, in the beginning. So what do you have to do? Yeah? You surrender and gradually become free from this. No dhammo, arrogance. I am top of the pop. What is the motive? It's all temporary. Don't mind. I am not indicating anybody. We are analyzing ourselves through the eye of Prabhupada and scripture. Arrogance, pride, harshness. Pop! Do this! If this Prabhu had to say. Prabhu sometimes says, I thought, you know, one who is a master in designation, if he thinks, I am actually the servant there. With the love and affection, get the work done. Of course, it's very easy to say all these things, difficult to do, I must say. Administration, running one organization, very difficult, Prabhu says. So, Prabhu sometimes says, thief is praying to the Lord. My Lord, you see, I do this, how I earn my bread and butter? Dal roti kaise chalega? Please be kind to me. Please give me counsel and advice. Get it? When you go, see they are deep asleep. The master of the house and other. Then you go. You are sure they are sleeping? Then you dig up, start your job. Then the master of the house, he is also praying to the Lord. Lord, please bless me so that no thief come and take care of my goods. Oh, I see. Okay. At the time, most of the people, deep sleep is 12 to 1. Yes? So you remain awake, alert. The moment you hear some indication, somebody is coming at once, alert. What? Bucket of water, very hot. Yeah, somebody's digging, be ready. So that nobody can steal and come. Usually, whole day they dig up and enter into the house. Used to do that. He has the both job, what can I do? He has to also give him advice, also give him advice. So Prabhupada said, okay, your duty is to find, see, everything is in good standard, but politely say. Then others, if somebody says, why you do this? This is wrong, that is wrong. You say, okay, you come, you show yourself. So this way, it is harmonized. This way, it's not that one-sided. Prabhupada guides both, father has to guide both son. A naughty son, also son submits, whatever it may be. So we are in that situation. All are not, different devotees have different qualities, no doubt. So Prabhupada engaged them in different service, also administrator. But spiritual master see what is good for him so that he doesn't sleep. He doesn't go drifted away from this path. It is his duty, you have to save him. Otherwise, what is the meaning of becoming a teacher spiritual? And others have to see, they get the work done. So there must be something, harmony, something, adjustment. That is Krishna consciousness, one aspect. So Krishna consciousness, devotees are called harmonist. He knows how to harmonize between two opposite forces. There is beauty. Where there is variety, there is beauty. Yes? Beauty, there is variety, there is ananda. And who is ananda? Mostly manifestation of ananda. Personification of ananda is Krishna. So that we must associate with Krishna, either with all our body, mind, senses, everything engaged for the pleasure of Krishna. Sarvapadhi vinimuktam, anna vilashita sunnam also. Even all material desire, all false designation, become proud. No. Tatparatyena nirmalam, surrender to Krishna and engage all the senses. Everything I call on our command in the service of Krishna and then associate with Krishna, become also joyful. Are you all joyful? Yes?
Yes.
Some are not saying. Yes. What it means, you can understand. Prabhupada will ask this question. Are you all joyful, happy?
Yes.
Those are happy. some see what others are saying and things like that. But Krishna is recording everything. We naturally be happy if we still really follow. This is doctor's chamber. It is science. You don't know theoretical and you put into practice and see really it's happening. Okay. Acid test, confirm, yes, he's become Krishna conscious. He's saying, yes, from the core of his heart. Yes, he's becoming Krishna conscious. Others, Sankshatta, truth we have to tell. Sankshatta means maybe yes, maybe no, mental platform. Shall I go, shall I not? That means doubtful. Doubtful soul, he can be happy. Krishna is saying, he's the authority. You can't be happy with a doubtful soul. Ask yourself, you doubtful? Every time, shall I do, shall I not? Sometime, of course, come. But that is why the guide is there. Guide is Prabhupada, guide is Acharya, guide is Krishna. You're perfect, you're perfect. You're not perfect. Till we achieve perfection, that is extending to infinity. Never saying, I'm perfectly perfect. Then you become God. You're not God. You're not God. If you say you are God, person, no, you are not G.O.D. You are D.O.G. dog. You are not God. You are within everybody, within an atom. You are the owner of everything. What sort of God you are? You are dog. Better be submissive. Better be submissive. Better surrender. Yes, I am nothing. Krishna is Bhu, I am Anu. I let surrender to Krishna. Then you become adjusted. Krishna is just like a screw, has no value without any connection with the machine. The moment you catch me, as good as God, and you make the favor, you get the favor of the Lord. What is Kasam Siddhi Haritosam? You achieve perfection, back to God. But gradually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Raghunath Das Goswami, why you want to become like your father? Still, Haya Gharaja, come down. Don't overnight become renounced. Don't be crazy. Krome krome payase bhavantu. Gradually become free from the clutches of material nature, material entanglement. You go at home, you have got a very rich man's son, only one son. Your father and mother are getting married, but at heart, don't be attached to so-called sweetheart, near dear. Then again you come back. Again you come back. It is easy to say, it's difficult. I understand. That is what say his teaching is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sthir haiya ghare jao, naho batu. Krume krume paise, at heart become renounced. Don't be attached to body and bodily things, relations, whatever, my car, this, that, whatever you are attached to. Markat vairagyanam, don't be denounced like a monkey. Monkeys, he's, everything is denounced. But still is attached to lusty desire. Very. So don't do that. At heart become like. Then Krishna will achirat. Very soon Krishna will, it is right time now. He will also externally announce, put on. Yes. Otherwise, maybe later on you have to be in melancholy. Better be honest. Be as you are. So some saintly person says, okay, I give you this designation, this position. Now qualify yourself. How will you tell? Qualify yourself. Otherwise Krishna will see inside, he will see outside, he will see inside. Outside will be dust on the ashes. So these are very, very nice, but it's a food for thought for us. It's not saying something and finish my class. This is a food for thought of us. All of us should be meditating on what Lord Shiva is saying, how Prabhupada is explaining, making it more clear. You cannot see. See that star. I cannot see. These so many stars. Which one is it? Teacher means, he said, see within this, can you see? Millions of the, here maybe 10, 20. At least you have got an idea. He may not tell out of millions of words, he may not say that, but he told, from 780 to 879. At least you have got an idea. Something like that. Something like that. Arundhuti Darshan. There is a star called maybe Arundhuti. Huh? It's shown like that. Within short dimension, those. One of them, at least millions of, at least we have got an idea. What is Brahma, what is Paramatma, what is Bhagavan. Yes. And he's making some progress. I don't know. There are many, I think, very old devotees are sitting. I'm trying carefully, as far as I remember, what I saw and hear from Prabhupada, I'm telling, in case I make mistakes, somebody, I'm always stand corrected. Some devotee can tell. Or you can have some discussion, question, comment, yes? Yes. If you are not happy, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma, one who is in the spiritual pattern will be prasanna. Not bishanna, long face. Long face. The face is the index of mind. Be natural. Yes, sir. Here you come.
Lord Chaitanya, to the point,
so that relevant to this.
Lord Chaitanya said he had no taste for chanting, even though all of Krishna's potencies from the holy name, he was just being humble.
Yeah.
How about for people who really actually don't have a taste for chanting holy names? How do they get their rounds done?
Who's done? Okay, some I heard. What about the men who are not?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was being humble and he was telling that I don't have any taste for chanting the holy names. But what if really someone, some devotee doesn't have the taste for holy name? What he should do to get his rounds finished?
We already, what I know is that we have got many offenses. Many of us are doing, no? And what are the instructions of Prabhupada regarding this? I will just repeat. Had a book, How to Chant Hare Krishna, there is a book maybe more than 1,000 pages. It's called Hari Namamrita. So first one of them said, Prabhupada said, is they try to avoid these 10 offenses and another extra 11. Again, Padma Purana or Vishnu Purana there, first one has got also 6 offenses. Sometimes most of us are more or less doing this thing, as I understand. As long as this, we cannot get taste. Also, we have got taste in something else. All these things concern. The moment you chant Hare Krishna and purely chant, you must achieve almost everything. This is what I know. Because all our strength, spiritual strength, come from chanting. Because you chant, sometimes Prabhupada said, your upper lips, lower lips move, and tongue will move, and complete concentration of the sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama. Distinctly chant. And they say, what should be the mood? Trinada Krishna. Prabhupada said, some say, Prabhupada, I chant, also think of Leela. Prabhupada said, it will come automatically. Prabhupada's answer is like that. So many questions answered there. I have not achieved that, so I won't. I dare you tell, I can answer you that. I will tell Prabhupada, this is, he says. Sometimes we disobeying Guru's order, Sadguru's, that is also one of the greatest offense. Another is, I am committing offense, knowing that my chanting will free me from offense. Again doing is called, namo vale papa buddhi. Chanting holy name has got tremendous strength, future, so it destroys all your sin. Again you are doing, that means intentionally. That means you are not taking seriously. You won't be free from offense. All your sin won't be destroyed. There are so many considerations there. And you have got taste in something else. You have got a higher taste, at least, I think actually I have got taste in prasad. You have? You like? You don't know. At least this much we are advanced. Yeah? And again to take prasad will come. It's the consciousness. Yeah? But more than that, it's not very high class. You get your Harikatha, Harinam. So we are supposed to listen to Prabhupada's Harikatha, pure devotee. Prabhupada's vintage, you know, all the songs you hear. You will be purified. That's why I know. Nasta prayasvahadhasu nittang bhagavata seva should hear from a great soul, Harikatha. Thereby all the dirty things from the heart will be destroyed. And gradually we come to mode of passion and ignorance, which most of the people are. Symptomized by lusty desires and many, many material desires, unlimited and last. We are not satisfied. You hanker more and more material things. That is called, you are in a mode of passion. You means any of us, especially outside people. But the devotee, at least not that much. So, become free, then come to mode of goodness, then pure goodness. Mode of goodness means still may have some lusty desires, hankering, material desires, some pride, all these things. Gradually. It's a gradual process. We are going through millions of lives doing the same thing. eating, sleeping, mating, depending, hankering, this, that, sense gratification. It takes some time. Make sense? This much I can say. Any other question? Comment? Any Dhambasi? No? Sadhu? No? Yes. I ask relevant question, relevant to this verse and what you said. Yes. Hey, time is getting over, sorry.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami that don't be crazy. But he was crazy for Krishna, so that was not a disqualification. Because even his father said that one who is crazy for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you cannot stop him. So that was his qualification, not his disqualification.
He was. Oh, commenting. Question. If you say he is hankering after Krishna, but he is a parshad of the Lord. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us in general. That is what he understands. Through him, through Arjuna, Krishna is teaching us, our Acharya said. But we are not in the platform of Arjuna. If we follow Arjuna's path gradually, as Guru says, then gradually come. We cannot at once follow Raghunath Das Goswami. We are conditioned soul. Raghunath Das Goswami is not conditioned soul. Make sense? Yes? Slowly nodding head. Anyway, still good, at least nodding. Gradual, this is also gradual. Any comment? So shall we finish it here by chanting Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. This is our life and soul. Of the Lord. So please take prasad.